SAFM Market Update with Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
According to the latest data, South Africa's gaming and betting landscape had industry turnover of just north of 1.5 trillion rands in the 2024-2025 year. We're going to be taking a look at this, seeing what we make of it, and more importantly, looking at the projections that this could increase to almost 3 billion US dollars by the end of 2030. I'm joined on the line by the acting CEO of the National Gambling Board, Lungile Dukwana, to take a look at this. Lungile, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start the conversation with an overview of the online landscape and what it is that is covered by this landscape. I mean, there are clear distinctions between online gambling, online trading, and online betting, and I know one of those three remains illegal in South Africa, but perhaps give us an overview of that.
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners as well. Well, I think that the figure you mentioned, the 1.5 trillion, is the total gambling turnover, which gave us 1.5 trillion for the year 2024-25. We also reported that the GGR, the gross gambling revenue that we had, was about 75 billion. If you look at the percentage, about more than 60% of that, it's actually from online betting, which is legal in South Africa as we are. Now, when you look at the total contribution then of that into the GDP of the country, it gives us 0.83%. and employs about 33,169 permanent jobs. Extended jobs giving us 144,619. Now, what the whole issue is about this is that we're seeing that there's the growth of the betting, online betting specifically, which is not a trend that started. Now, over the years, I think they've been growing since the time of COVID. I think in 2022-23, they grew at 53%. This year, which is 24-25, that we are reporting on to the portfolio committee, they grew at about 45%. Now, what it's basically telling us is that the shift in the market trends may be informed mainly by the issues around the shift in technology, where there's a lot of online access to products and services. And this has not been an exception, because now people don't have to go to the casinos. They can do it at the comfort of their environment, wherever they actually are. And I think that contributed a big time in terms of the trends that we are beginning to see.
Now, Lungile, I want to take a look at the other side of this. You touched on the jobs created, the contributions towards GDP, slightly less than 1% from that perspective. But this also does point to something to be concerned about, the fact that we're having such a significant increase in the rate at which people are choosing to go into the online gambling and betting markets. This is not just a concern from a consumer point of view, but it's a concern that's been flagged by various stakeholders, most recently some CEOs of JSE listed companies as well. Do you share the concerns? Do you share the sentiments? Is this an unhealthy level of gambling that we've reached?
Well, I think that in reality, there is a concern about this level of increase that we have seen, especially as it goes to the consumers that are gambling the most, and also it seems to be out of control in terms of the patterns that we're actually seeing from the consumer point of view. It's a concern, but our responsibility is also to balance the contribution that the gambling is making into the economy, whilst we balance that with the socio-economic impact that it is actually making to the consumers. And one of the biggest concerns that we actually have from the perspective of NGP is the fact that the advertisement that we have seen in all of the spaces that we see is going beyond what would have expected to be responsible in terms of those that are advertising. We cannot advertise in spaces where young people are going to be seeing those. We cannot advertise in spaces where there is no really control in terms of the content that is being conducted there. And the online aspect of that has also been one of the major considerations. And our view on that one has been that there needs to be a regulation of that space. And there's work that we are doing with other the other provincial licensing authorities to deal with the issue of the licensing and making sure that those operators actually obey the licenses and do the advertising where they are supposed to, sending the message that they are supposed to be sending, which is a responsible message. And we want to make sure that in the process of doing that, they advertise where they are supposed to be doing that. And we cut on the use of celebrities, because the attraction to the celebrities is specifically from the youth perspective. And that's what we need to protect. In terms of excessive gambling. And one of the issues we've concerned about is that when you gamble to the extent that some of the money that is supposed to be used for food at your house and it's supposed to be used for other things at your house and you are using it for gambling, it's a big challenge on ours. You're supposed to use gambling for recreation, not for the purposes of making money.
Lungile, I believe that there is a remote gambling bill that has been introduced to Parliament, and along the lines of what you've mentioned as the National Gambling Board and the concerns around what is being done around the advertising, should there be more done from a legislative perspective that would be the responsibility of the government to safeguard young individuals, to safeguard South Africans in general against these negative practices?
There is a progress in relation to dealing with the issues of online gambling, because that needs its own legislation, because in terms of the current act, it is actually not allowed. So in that specific instance, it means that there needs to be that regulation that comes up to regulate that particular space. But from our side, I think that as the NGB, one of the major considerations is that within the context of the legislation we have now, we should be doing the best we can to make sure that we deal with the aspects of the illegality that surrounds the gambling. That is the illegal online gambling, which is the biggest problem that we actually have. And that one is an issue that requires a partnership and collaboration with the various companies, the internet service providers. They need to be part of that. The banking sector needs to be part of that. We are going to be engaging even NSFAS to make sure that we are protecting some of the students that may be beneficiaries of NSFAS, but also discussing around SASA as well. But we are also working with the Department of Communications to make sure that we block the online to actually not access our space in relation to online gambling. In that way, we are protecting them from gambling with the illegal ones. We have no responsibility to make sure that the consumers are protected.
It's a fine line between consumer protection and profits, and we will have to keep an eye on this and see how it continues to unfold. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the acting CEO of the National Gambling Board, Lungile Dukwana.